USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is reaffirming the Trump administration doesn't support shutting down schools.
President Trump wanted me to make it clear that our task force, this administration, and our president does not support another national lockdown. And we do not support closing schools.
As cases do continue to increase across the country, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is predicting more closures like indoor dining and gyms within a week or two.
New York City will, before long, be in that orange zone status. I talked to the governor at length about this yesterday, and that means those restrictions are coming.
Thanksgiving dinner will not cost as much this year. A new report shows your Turkey Day feast will cost about $47 this year. That's $2 less than last year and the lowest price it's been in a decade. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Trump campaign lawyer Rudy Giuliani says it's clear there was widespread voting fraud in the presidential election.
This is not a singular voter fraud in one state. This pattern repeats itself in a number of states. Almost exactly the same pattern.
Giuliani had a briefing in Washington, D.C., saying that there was a plan from a centralized location to deny President Trump re-election. Giuliani also questioning the validity of massive mail-in voting. The NFL is going cashless at this year's Super Bowl. The league announcing a partnership with Visa that will make the entire event cash-free amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The NFL was already working on the idea but decided to implement it due to COVID-19. Fans can trade their cash for Visa gift cards at reverse ATMs that will be around all Raymond James stadiums in Tampa, home of Super Bowl 55 in February. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
More voting irregularities in the Peach State.
Political consultant Dick Morris on Newsmax says after viewing the irregularities in the Georgia election, an overturn is inevitable.
The recounts in Georgia certainly indicate irregularities, and I think Georgia may well be overturned, not just because of the three counties where they forgot to input key results into the machine, but also because of people who are voting who are probably dead and people who are not registered.
Morris also says Georgia election officials are hiding voter information from authorized poll observers. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Fans of the Peanuts holiday specials, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, and a Charlie Brown Christmas can turn their frowns upside down as PBS struck a deal with Apple to bring the programs back to traditional television for special airings. Apple TV Plus acquired the exclusive rights to the entire library of Charles Schulz's animated specials, and for the first time since 1965, there would be no more scenes of Snoopy dancing on regular TV. After an online petition garnered 260,000 signatures and people took to social media to bash Apple TV and Apple Plus, the show is now back on local TV. So mark your calendars. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and a Charlie Brown Christmas will air ad-free on PBS and PBS Kids on November 22nd and December 13th at 7:30 local time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.